Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, what is up, rock star? Sam Crowley, welcome back to the show. Let's get going, all right? I shared a quote on Instagram, and I'd love to say it was mine, but it wasn't mine. And I think it was Christopher Walken. Of course, he probably stole it from somebody too. So you know my rule, right? First time I hear it, I give credit to the person who said it. Second time is I heard it somewhere. Last time is it's mine. But anyway, I'll give Christopher Walken. It looks like his Twitter account. If you know how quickly people forget the dead, you will stop living to impress people. Wow. Is that not truth? Is that the bombest of the truth bombest? Are you kidding? Truth bomb. If you know how quickly people forget the dead, you will stop living to impress people. And this happens so much. We worry, you, me, and everybody else worries about how is it going to play out? Like, what are people going to think about it if I get this thing going off the ground? What if I open that coffee shop in the middle of town and everybody starts talking? Yeah, nobody cares. You know the drill, right? Nobody cares. They may poke at you a little bit. They may poke the bear, you know, say, hey, what are you doing? You may take a couple shots at you, but once you don't give it any energy, it goes away. And I was talking to an individual yesterday who took advantage of the free power call, and we're on the phone, and this individual is like, yeah, you know, I worry a lot, though, about, you know, my in-laws are going to see me quit my job, number one, because I come from a, anybody else, maybe this is you, you have anybody that, like, if you've ever tried to go for your dream and you come from a family where everybody had a job, the 401k, the IRA, the pension, and the 40 hours a week and all that good stuff. And that was the industrial age. Like, that was the industrial age mentality. We went to college, we got a job, and then went into the workforce. We worked for that same company for 40 years. We got the gold watch, we got the retirement, and then we died, I don't know, 5-10 years after that, because, you know, we're there went our purpose, there went our reason to, you know, get up every day. We didn't have a job anymore, and there's only so many rounds of golf you can play, or tennis, or how much time you spend in your garden. And you know, that's not the way it is anymore. We're in the information. We're actually probably past the information. This stuff's moving at light speed, man. I'm seeing people launch businesses online, replacing their income inside of 12 months. And of course, that's not everybody. But it's individuals who had a great idea, a lot of momentum, and they went for it, and they just didn't care how much time they put into it because every hour they spent at home was like magical. I think that's the key, man. So instead of focusing on, geez, what are my in-laws going to think, or what are my mom and dad going to think, or my husband, my wife, or that's not up to you. Well, husband and wife, that's a different situation because that's a covenant, okay, that two people came to agreement with. So that's different, all right? You got to bring your spouse into it. But maybe you don't have a supportive spouse. I've gotten a lot of emails about that over the years. Sam, my spouse is not supportive. He or she will not allow me to go into another venture because I have failed so much. And that's cool. I get that. Look, I get that. My wife, absolutely. She asks me all the time, is this another one of, quote unquote, your ideas? Like, is this another one of your things? Like, I recorded a podcast a few months ago. My thing's great. How's your thing? Yeah. Remember when people are like, hey, how's that thing you got started in? Because they don't want to acknowledge that you actually did something that's probably going to be really cool and end up replacing your income, or you're building your own movement and people are afraid to give it any credit. Because why? It's a reflection of how small they've played in life. So instead of saying, hey man, how's that speaking business going? Did you launch that website? How's the funnel, the lead magnet, the freebie, everything? Did you get any gigs yet? It's just, how's that thing? How's that thing? Because if they just call it a thing, then it does. It's meaningless. It's just, it's like everything else. It could be a TV that you just turned on. It could be a pair of slippers, a heater, a lamp. Could be anything, a window. But it's not a movement. Let's not give it any credit. Like, that's not giving any energy. Let's not feed the beast. So instead, how's that thing? And I say, hey, my thing's great. How's your thing? That's what I would say, because I didn't know how to answer that at first. This is all under the umbrella of not giving a crap what other people think. It's not that you got to be disrespectful for people, but let me tell you, can I get just a minute here to speak some truth? If somebody's going to say to you, how's that thing? Then abso-freaking-lutely, you say, my thing's great. How's your thing? And when you say it back to them, it's going to look like you blew a dog whistle in their ear. They're going to tilt their head a little bit to the right, and they're going to look at you quizzically. Their eyes may cross a little bit. Steam might come out of their ears. You don't know. It happens differently for different people. But they're going to be like, what? What do you mean? Exactly. Do you got a thing? What do you mean? You don't have a thing? What the hell is your thing? I got a thing. Where's yours? Oh, never mind. That's what real conversation I had with somebody back in the day. Doesn't happen as much because I don't even see anybody that I used to hang around. Look, guys, we're talking 15 years ago I left the rat race, okay? So I don't even see anybody anymore. 15, more like 12, actually, that I actually left the second time for sure and blew the bridge up, by the way, behind me like a flipping atom bomb went off, okay? They talk about burning the bridge. Imagine dropping the atom bomb on a bridge and blow. That's how I blew it up. Ain't nobody calling Sammy Boy back for a job after that, okay? And so when I would see people, like, they would nervously, I'd run into in the grocery store, and they'd nervously, hey, how's you doing all right? It's always, hey, how's the family? Good? Good? Yeah, great, man. Great. How's your good? Good. How's the, how's the thing? Hey, great. My thing's great. How's your thing? Good. Totally trips him up. Flipped it right back, man. Flip it right back. See, worrying about what other people, don't waste a minute of your life doing that, okay? Because other people's opinions, they don't pay your bills, okay? You've got a big dream working inside of you, and you've got an idea. You might be making $1 million a year right now, and you have no purpose in your life, because we all know money doesn't bring any purpose whatsoever. Money magnifies more of who you already are. If you're a philanthropist and you love people and you love a great cause and you've got a huge heart, you're changing the world. But you want more money so you can make bigger changes and a larger impact in the world. Congratulations, by the way. And it doesn't matter to me if you're doing that in a job or if you're doing it as an entrepreneur, as long as you love what you do. That's the only litmus test, you know? Oh, every day is Saturday. That's another thing I'd get. Oh, every day is Saturday. That's not even possible, because what do? Not talk to people that have jobs? No, that's not true. I just don't talk to people who don't love their job, because who's got time for that, right? The time's going to pass anyway. We're all going to grow old, all right? You come into the world with no dignity, you leave with no dignity, okay? Why would I want to spend all that time in between doing something that I did not love to do? Why would I do that to myself? I've got a choice. You've got a choice. You've got a choice to do something that you absolutely love. And if you got to do your job right now that you don't like to pay the bills, listen, you need to hear this. That's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I did it. Everybody needs to do it. Don't quit your job and put so much pressure on yourself that you can't pay your bills. Keep the job. Get the money. Pay the bills. But don't pay attention to what other people are saying, right? Don't do that stuff. That's how you're going to kill your dream. It's like putting Roundup on a flower bed. You want to poison all of those big flowers that are blooming? Go ahead and spray poison, some Roundup all over that stuff. They'll stop growing. They'll whittle away. And they'll never grow again. That's what happens when you start sharing big dreams with small people. Do you hear me? That's what happens when you start sharing big dreams with small people, because they only have, their only frame of reference is how small they played in life. They're putting that on you. When you've got this huge dream and you want to play big, you don't share that with people who don't get it. That's like someone sharing with me some physical, Pythagorean theorem, and I know I'm mixing it all up, man, but I'm on a roll. Can you give me a little leeway right now, please? Okay? It's like somebody sharing with me some physics thing. Hey, Sam, let me share with you how we're going to put the O-rings on the space shuttle and how this is going to stop it from over here. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, here's what I think you should do. I think you should fly the shuttle without the O-rings. You know why? Because I don't like O-rings. I don't even like the name. I don't like that. It sounds like onion rings to me. Don't put them on the space shuttle. Yeah, I know. It's going to burn up in the atmosphere. However, imagine me giving advice to an astronaut, okay? That's how stupid weird it is when we take advice from people who don't have big dreams. The reason they don't get your vision is because God didn't give them your vision. They gave them his vision. And they're not even taking advantage of the vision that they had. They're trying to see it through your lens, man. They got different glasses on. They got a different prescription. You've got, you know when you go to the, we're going to go a little longer than usual, man, because I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling the heat. I'm feeling the everyday is Saturday heat. You know when you go to the eyeglass place? You ever been to that place? Wherever you go to get your glasses, they fit you for the lenses, and they're like, hey, try this lens, you know, and it looks like Coke bottle glasses, and you couldn't see 1 inch in front of your face, and I can't even put this prescription on my head. Okay, great, try this one. Oh, much better. Great. You ever try somebody's eyeglass prescription just for the fun of it? Like my kids will put my glasses on, and they'll walk into a wall. You know, I put theirs on, same things happen. Why? Because we got different prescriptions. We got different ways to see things. You want to give somebody your prescription glasses to be able to see your dream, and then they put them on. They're like, oh, I can't see. I don't even know what you're doing. What are you doing? Are you starting a what? You doing a what business with a who? What's that thing? I don't even, oh my God, take these glasses off. I can't see. Oh, put these corporate slave glasses on where you go to work every day from 8 to 5, stuck in traffic, saying yes, sir, no, ma'am, to the boss for the next 40 years so you get the gold watch, get retired to pastor, and then you're dead. Is that the prescription you want? Oh, here, put those on then. That ain't the one I got, though. The one I got is called the entrepreneurial every day is Saturday prescription, okay? I may not have all the money right now, and I may not have all the freedom right now, but I know one thing. I've got the vision. I know I've got the vision, and I know I've got the right prescription. You know how I know? Because I can see it just fine. It's 20 feet in front of me. You know when you go to the restaurant at night and it's raining outside and you go in for dinner and you come out and the rain stops, but there's all this fog. You can't even see really that far in front of you. So you get in the car, you turn the headlights on, and it's almost no good because you still can't see. Oh, my God, I can't see. But you can see 20 feet in front of you, and you know where you live. So you know how to get back home, and all you need to do is see 20 feet in front of you. You don't need to see any further than that. So just look 20 feet in front, and you'll get home A-okay. But that person that doesn't have the prescription, you might as well have an entire windshield fogged up with rain, sleet, and everything else. They couldn't see an inch, and they'll never, you know what happens? They never put it in drive. They just stay where they are. Let's stay in the parking lot, honey. How long? 40 years sound good? Sure. Why do you want to sit in a parking lot in a car for 40 years, honey? Well, because it's a little too risky to go any further right now, and I think I'm okay right now. They've got takeout service. We're just going to have the restaurant bring us our food out, just like in Happy Days back in the day. The waitress would come out in roller skates, bring it right to the window, honey. I think we sit in this car for the next 40 years, and we don't move. The car of the corporate slave. Yes, ma'am. Now, what I want to do every day is Saturday, and you do too, is we want to keep moving because freedom is power, and we want to feel empowered, and we want to be inspired and motivated, and we know we're going to fail. Failing's part of it. That's part of the recipe. That's part of the whole entrepreneur. If you bake the entrepreneurial cake, failure is a recipe inside of there. Would you agree or not agree with that statement? Amen. It's part of it. Failure is a recipe, a necessary recipe for the every day is Saturday cake and freedom, your freedom cake. That's what's in there. Failure. Embrace it, man. Laugh about it. Learn from it. Those that don't learn from the mistakes in history are doomed to repeat it. Don't make the same mistake twice. And if you're as dumb as I am and you make the same mistake 6 times, that's amazing. Have fun with that too. Teach other people, hey, don't make this mistake 6 times in a row. Let me share. You want to build a $1 million brand? Go share with somebody how you made the same mistake 6 times. Because that was my first $1 million launch was called 6 days to Saturday. Can I get an amen? All of it's coming together. We got a lot of metaphors. We got cakes. We got cars. We got parking lots. We got glasses. We got prescription. You put it all together and you got the everyday Saturday message. All right. I want to see you on my calendar. everydaysaturday.com/calendar. I want to talk to you on the phone. I want to talk for 30 minutes. My goal is to bring you on as a client. Let's make no mistake about that. But even if we end up not working together, I still want to give you specific things you can do to create momentum. Go to everydaysaturday.com/calendar. Are we connected on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.